Time for this week's edition of Sports Lit 101. As we welcome back Bruce Pratt to the program. Mr. Pratt, are you on the phone or Skype? Which one are we going with?
We're on the phone now.
Okay, all right.
We're on the phone because it appears to be the internet here in Swanville is running at about the same pace as most things in Swanville.
Oh, dear.
It's going very slowly. I mentioned last week that I was thinking about looking at baseball books as a whole because there's no baseball. And I started to think about, we've recently seen some great books. We've seen the Boughton memoir. We've seen Wax Pack, Brad Balyukhin's great book. And I thought, you know, these are great books, but they're not unique. There have been great books like them before, and a lot of them are probably old enough that because most people aren't as old as me, that they don't know about them. And then I started reading Turbo's book about the A's, and I said, yeah, I'm going to make some connections. So I discovered something about a book which I have loved for years that I did not know. I didn't know much about the author. It turns out he has a very strong connection to Maine. And that's a book called Stolen Season, A Journey Through America and Baseball's Minor Leagues, which came out in 1991. I used to frequent a bookstore. My kids were young, and we didn't have a whole lot of money, and I would buy a lot of remaindered or used books that cost a buck or two here and there. And this one really caught my eye because it's by a fellow named David Lamb, and he wrote this book. He went all around the country visiting minor league teams one summer because he was tired after 35 years of being a war correspondent. He had just come back from Beirut. Now, he's an interesting guy. He's also the only journalist they know who covered the fall of Saigon who went back and later lived in Hanoi in peacetime. But here's his connection to us. He's a graduate of the University of Maine School of Journalism in 1962. Began his career with the Okinawa Morning Star, moved on, worked for UPI for years and years, the Los Angeles Times for 35 years. He was the bureau chief for them in New York, Washington, Sydney, Nairobi, Cairo, and Hanoi. He's been all over the world. He's been a Nieman Fellow. I mean, this guy's bona fides are really something. I'm surprised that I didn't know more about him, you know, just from my association with the university. But this is one of those books that's like Wax Pack, that's like the Boughton book. It's about baseball, but it's also about a journey. In Boughton's case, it's obviously his personal journey. In the Balyukhin book, Wax Pack, it's about his journey to find the players on that pack of cards. But in this book, there's a similarity to Wax Pack, and that is that Lamb grew up a diehard Milwaukee Braves fan, and in the course of running around the country on a 16,000-mile trip, he finds and meets Warren Spahn, Eddie Matthews, and Chuck Tanner. He said, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna find these guys, and he finds them, of course, because a lot of them were doing stuff with minor league teams, or they were doing something in baseball. But it's really a great social history for people to remember back to what the early 1990s were like, and how we'd had the bombing in Beirut where so many Marines were killed, we're only 15 years in 1990 removed from the fall of Saigon. And this really, I was looking back through the book today. It's really, really well written. And it's called Stolen Season, A Journey Through America and Baseball's Minor Leagues by David Lamb. And it was done by Random House. Then I thought of another book that I hadn't read or looked at in a long time. And I have a friend named Tom Wells, who teaches down at Shriner University in Texas, and he used to have this on his syllabus for a sports lit book. It's called, for a sports lit class, called The Greatest Slump of All Time. It's a novel by a guy named David Carkeet. It came out in 1980 or 1981, which is about a team of the most original misfits that you'd probably ever want to meet. It's very clever and well-written novel. It really examines sort of what it is, I think, to be on a team in a really good way. And it's a great baseball book, The Greatest Slump of All Time. But I thought we should take a little bit of time to look at some books that we have looked at on the show. One we looked at back in 2010. Can that really be? Knocking on Heaven's Door by Marty Dubrow. And I think this is a great time for people to read this book. It's about a number of Red Sox prospects And only Manny Del Carmen among the prospects ever has much success in professional baseball. But Marty follows them and followed them personally. He didn't do this from afar. He knew these people. He talked to them. And it's a really an interesting look at just how damn difficult it is. You can have pitched 20 no hitters in your high school career, right? That doesn't mean you're going to make it past Double A. Really, really good book, knocking on heaven's door, and it's from University of Massachusetts Press. Another book that people, if they haven't read, baseball fans, I mean, this is a no brainer. You got to read The Boys of Summer.
Oh yes,
Roger Kahn's 1971 epic. I mean, that is as good a book. Again, putting things in historical perspective, looking back at the Brooklyn Dodgers in their heyday, is really really a good book. And there's another novel. I mean, we know the novels that most people read of baseball: Bang the Drum, Slowly, The Natural, Shoeless Joe, the Iowa Baseball Confederation. Those are great books. But another one that's really outstanding is called The Dixie Association. And it's a good summer read because it's a fairly thick book, and it's a very funny and picaresque novel. It's got a lot of the kind of tongue-in-cheek humor that can really sustain a novel. It was written by a guy named Donald Hayes back in 1984, and I was a book I picked up somewhere. I was traveling. I said, that looks like an interesting book, and I'll get it. Then I was thinking that we have talked about two books at different times that people might really want to have for their long summer reads because they're decent-sized books. The Colonel and Hug, the story of Miller, Huggins, and Colonel Jake Rupert, which we had on a couple of years ago by Stevie Steinberg and Lyle Spatz. Because if you pair that with the other long book of that, which is from much earlier, the Life That Ruth Built, and the big fellow, the one that you have just spoken about in the air, you get three really good long looks at just how much Babe Ruth changed the face of baseball. You know, we can talk about MJ, we can talk about Tiger, we can talk about Jack Nicklaus maybe, we can talk about people who changed their sport or dominated their sport in a way or caught the attention of the world in a way. But Babe Ruth simply changed baseball. I mean, baseball became the national pastime, I would argue, more because of Babe Ruth than anything else. And these three books are all from a different perspective, and I think they're really good ones.
And I would say another great baseball fiction. We talked with the author. This was back before we started doing the Sports Lit segment because the book is about 8 or 9 years old. But Chad Harbach's The Art of Fielding is a wonderful book, too.
Well, that's funny. That's one place you and I are going to disagree.
So you don't like that, do you?
I hate that book.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
And you know what? You're in the majority. Most people really liked it. My problem was more from a literary perspective. I thought that the president's daughter became in as a little bit of a prop to set things up. But I thought the first 100 pages of that were the best. It was great. It was all the wonderful zen of baseball. Then I thought it went a little bit different direction. But I was thinking the other one that then I still haven't read it. I haven't read it is Big Hair and Plastic Grass.
Oh, God. So good. So good.
And you know, those books never get old. And I was thinking when I was talking about the David Lamb book, Stolen Season, how really that Summer Baseball Nation, which we just talked about this year with the author Will Gagan, is another journey through the minor leagues. We had the Perfect Pitch, the book about the fellow who went all around the country singing the national anthem at over 100 different stadiums, Joe Price. You know, these books, they make connections, and I think that's one of the things sometimes people don't get out of sports books, is they read them as sort of they're just there by themselves. But when you put some of these together, they really make for really intriguing and interesting reading.
I don't know if you've read this book or heard about it, but I was reading a little bit about it last night. I've got to get it and we'll see if we can track down the author. It sounds great to me. It's called The Cup of Coffee Club, 11 players and their brush with baseball history. It's about 11 guys who played in just one game in their major league career.
I really want to read that. In fact, I was looking, I forget who published that, but I was just looking at that.
It's
that
Roman and Littlefield.
Yeah, they're Canadian. It's but they also Roman Littlefield also owns Down East Press now.
They were always a
medium sized press, and they've become bigger. They do great books. They really do excellent books. Every time I see one, you know, another one I was thinking of fiction, and we had the author on. He was the poet laureate of North Carolina at the time, Joe Bethanty. It's a book called East Liberty, about growing up as the son of a single mother and a diehard Pirates fan, which is a really, really good book. Again, it's called East Liberty. Just a fabulous, fabulous book. And I would want everybody listening to know that Gibran can get all these books. They can go to you can get them from the Briar Patch. If you absolutely have to, you can get them online. But he can get them, and they're on that little table, and you wave, and you pick up your book, and it's really great.
You know, the other one that I thought was really interesting, we had her on the show, was the book by Isla Borders.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was really good. I'm trying to think of the name of that in a moment. The first woman to pitch in Major League Baseball. And in professional baseball, if not in the major leagues. Oh, I've got that around here somewhere. That's so many of these books. Another one which I thought was a great book. I've always liked Baseball in the Cold War by Howard Senzel, it starts with the last game played in Cuba, an exhibition game, and then sort of goes off the rails. It's called The Importance of Baseball in the Life of a Serious Student of Hegel and Marx, as a subtitle. And it also has to do with Topps baseball cards, these things that pull all those things together. Oh, God, Isla might be in the other room because I've already had to move some of my books over into the other room. But
we touched on it a little bit last week with Mitch Nathanson, the author of the book on Jim Boughton, but a classic of baseball, and really the first of its kind to tell the story of the game in the voices of the old players, was Lawrence Ritter's The Glory of Their Times.
Yes, I don't have that, but I had it once, and I in fact I've got it on order. I ordered it from Gibran. It should be a couple of weeks. Because I read some of that a long time ago, and really I have to hit on some of that a long time ago. I didn't read it all, but I'd like to take a crack at reading all of that now. And then, of course, you know, Boughton's Ball 4 is no book can have a much bigger place, I wouldn't think, in baseball writing than that one. It's just one of the great books. I mean, you can't beat it. And, you know, and the funny thing too was that the book that we both really liked that came out just a while ago, was the book on Oscar Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
By his name, Jeremy Beer. Beer is his first name. I'm trying to remember his
yeah, that was it, Jeremy Beer.
Jeremy Beer. Really, really, really a good book. And, especially think that with all the stuff going on with the Red Sox and the Houston Astros, people might like to take a look at Paul Dixon's The Hidden Language of Baseball.
By the way, the Isla Borders book was called Making My Pitch.
Making My Pitch, thank you. I'm sitting here saying it's got the word pitch in it, and I'm looking for it. And I was thinking, because I was getting it confused with the title of Here's the Pitch, the author of whom, of that book we also had on, talking about how Major League Baseball, the changing in marketing, Roberta Freeman. There are a lot of Making My Pitch. I'm sure I have that here somewhere. I just don't know what I did with it. But there's so many good books. The Bloomer Girls, about the early games of women playing baseball. I mean, that'll always be a good book. It'll never top Dust Bowl Girls. It's one of my all-time favorite books we've ever read for the show. There was a Steinberg's great book on Urban Shocker. There's Michael Steinberg's book, Still Pitching, which is one of the late Mike Steinberg's book, one of the I think one of the best baseball memoirs ever, because it talks about what happens when, you know, the coach sort of derails your career by being a jerk, and that happens sometimes, probably not as often as some people think, but I'm sure it happens from time to time. And that's a really good one. And I just was trying to think that, oh, I know, the other one I was thinking of, and here is, we had the author on a couple of times. It's called Crack of the Bat. It was about the history of baseball on the radio. And
yes,
as you and I are people who are more, I enjoy baseball on the radio more than I do on television, unless maybe it's the World Series I might want to watch. But I, on a summer evening, sitting on the porch listening to a baseball game, you know, was so much a part of my growing up that I really like that, and I will remember his name when I pull out the book. Yes, James R. Walker, Crack of the Bat, A History of Baseball on the Radio. And he was the one that had done all those metrics about, you know, you can very often pick who'll win in baseball by picking from the four teams that did the best the previous year, and he had a lot of other sort of interesting stuff on that. It was an interesting interesting book.
All right, a lot of good options there for summer baseball reading, although there is some news, perhaps a light at the end of the tunnel regarding Major League Baseball, and we'll fill you in on that in just a moment. Sports Lit 101 for this week. Thank you, Bruce.
You are welcome, sir. Thank you, Rich.